Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
What brought you in tonight? Do you have rats that's at your house or maybe in your neighborhood? Or is this a problem that you heard about that you want addressed?
Well, I received a text message. But I've seen one this morning, and I have a brand new build. So it's from built from the ground up. My one side, I have a neighbor who has a home, but then on my other side, I have a parking lot that has a dumpster. And sometimes they don't like to cut their grass on that side. So that's what brought me in, because I don't want to have them in my house, because they don't pay bills.
Now, many different places, regardless of what city you're in, have houses aren't taken care of, people have overgrown house. What do you think makes this area so attractive to these rats?
It's probably the soil. The people, some people don't take care of their properties, and it's like a breeding ground. Like I said, where I live at, it has the mountain that used to have, I don't know if they still take garbage over there, but they had garbage over there. So then on top of that, I live over by Home Depot. Home Depot has those plants sitting outside all willy-nilly, so it's areas for them to strive off of getting food from. And I live in like a school district, so you never know what little kids are dropping outside.
Is there anything else you'd like to add on this?
I think that all these legislators and the mayors need to gift everybody some mints, maybe two or three mint plants, so we can start off with that, or give us a discount on our taxes so we can afford to pay to get proper treatment. Basically, give back to the community. You want the community to be there to vote for you guys. You need to start giving back to us. Let us start bringing Niagara Falls back to a good place, because Niagara Falls, we're known for really nothing anymore. And the tourists, they don't just want to come to the falls. They want to come experience Niagara Falls, the whole Niagara Falls, not just the shopping district. And then on top of that, Lacell isn't a shopping district. So we need to basically bring that back together.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.